Video: Tom Arnold's sister, the queen of meth, made $200,000 a week running multi-state drug operation. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 7, 2021. Actor Tom Arnold's sister, Lori Arnold, also known as the queen of meth, made $200,000 per week running a multi-state methamphetamine operation. "I'm just grateful she didn't get murdered," Arnold told the New York Post of his sister Lori, whose past is depicted in the Discovery Plus three-part documentary, Queen of Meth, premiering on Friday. Lori says her lenient mother had a negative impact on her life. "I forgive her because she was terrible for a mom. But at the same time, so was I," said Lori, who gave birth to her son, Josh, in 1981 with a local biker she married, named Floyd Stockdale. Watch below. By the 1990s, Lori was both a meth addict and a drug dealer, who was peddling more than 10 pounds of meth a week, for which she raked in at least $200,000 each time. Lori used the money she made to keep her drug operation going, but she also bought herself a red Jaguar and an airplane. Lori also used the money to fund legitimate businesses, including a car sales lot, a 52-horse ranch, and a local biker bar called the Wild Side, all of which employed members of the local community. Lori also bought homes at auctions and fixed them up to use them as Section 8 housing. "I thought I was doing good, helping people, 'cause I always like to help people and always protect the underdog and that sort of thing, you know?" she said. "But now, after all these years, you know, you look back, you're like, it probably wasn't the greatest way to do that." Lori's drug enterprise finally collapsed after she was arrested, twice. Her first arrest was in November 1991. Floyd Stockdale was arrested along with her, and subsequently died in prison in 2004. Lori's second arrest was in October 2001. She ended up serving 15 years in prison for building the multi-state meth production and distribution network, which operated on a 170-acre ranch in Ottumwa, Iowa. "Queen of meth is how people that don't know my mom see my mom," said Josh, who was only 10 years old when his mother was first arrested in 1991. "But from the inside looking out, she was my mom, Lori." Today, Lori is living a low-key life with her fiancé Bill in Sandusky, Ohio, where she works a blue-collar job. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.